morning, everyone.
Hey.
Watching us.
This is cool. This is really cool. I've actually had a few opportunities where I've got to like bring a message, and every single time I'm always nervous. But it's actually something I've learned to praise God for, because it means that every single time I step up here, I'm desperately dependent on God. So I'll tell you what, if you could just close your eyes with me, and let me just pray and just welcome God. Yeah, Father God, we're in a different building today, Father God, but the reason that we have come hasn't changed one bit. We're here to worship you and love you, Lord Jesus. And I just pray, Father God, that this message that you've put on my heart, that Father God, I don't speak a single word with my own strength, but you speak through me, and that we leave this place amazed that you, King Jesus, ready to just live our lives all for you, King Jesus. Pray this in the powerful name. Amen.
Amen.
Sorry, Chris, can I move?
Yeah, sorry.
Can I move this back? Thank you. So I have a simple message this morning. When I was praying, when the guys asked me to bring a message, I was praying and I was thinking about what I could bring. And when I was praying, God just say to me, be reminded of the cross and be reminded of how incredible the cross is. And then when I was praying more, I kind of had this thought in my mind where I thought to myself, you know, how can it be that we live in a world where Easter has become more about the Easter bunny, Easter eggs, and the bank holiday than Jesus? And I'll tell you why. Because the devil knows that when we look at the cross, we don't just look at a man. We don't just look at someone who claimed to be something that he wasn't. When we truly look at the light of the world, we truly look at the Son of God. And I have a really short message today, but if we turn our Bibles to, let me find the first passage. Matthew 27, verse 51, where we see the guards who were guarding Jesus look at Jesus long enough that they saw Jesus for who truly was. So let's read it. This is where Jesus was crucified, and as Jesus died, it says, at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, surely he was the Son of God. And if we quickly just flip again to our Bibles, to Luke chapter 23, verse 39. And we see the rebel, if you looked at Jesus long enough, the rebel being crucified next to Jesus. Jesus was crucified and there were two rebels with him. And we see that one rebel looked at Jesus long enough to truly see Jesus for who he was. And it says in Luke chapter 23, verse 39 to 43, it says, one of the criminals who hung there held insult at him. Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God, he said. Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. So I'm getting through a lot of scripture, but if we turn our Bibles again to Acts chapter 9, where we go and we look at the famous story that we all know, the road to Damascus, where Paul encountered Jesus risen. And it says in Acts chapter 9, verse 3, it says, as he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, he replied. Now get up and go into the city, and you'll be told what you must do. And this is a short passage, and this was the moment where Paul just experienced Jesus risen. Jesus appeared before Saul. And we obviously know that Saul goes on to live a powerful life. He goes on to advance the kingdom in such powerful ways, empowered by God's grace. And it kind of takes me into my takeaway point of my message, which is, if you are yet to know Jesus this Easter, look at Jesus long enough that you see him for who the rebels saw him, you see him for who the guards saw him as the solution to this world, as the Son of God. And if you are already a believer, like Paul, this Easter, don't let the devil rob you from seeing Jesus risen, seeing Jesus in all his glory for who he truly is, and let it empower you, let it consume you with fire to run your race of faith. Yeah. And on my heart, this is a short message. I only have a few minutes or so to share a message, but God really put on my heart that Easter is so powerful, and the devil wants to do as much as he possibly can to dilute and minimize what the cross means, dilute what we are looking at. We are looking at Jesus, the Son of God, and that transforms lives.
Hallelujah.
And that is the simple message that I felt God put in my heart. And this Easter, we're going to hear many sermons from different people talking about Jesus going into more depth, teaching a little bit more. I've just brought the scriptures, but we've been learning a lot. And my prayer and my message today is, this Easter, don't let the devil rob you from looking at Jesus and seeing him for who he truly is, because he transforms lives.
Amen.
And that's pretty much my short message. So I'll tell you what, if we can all stand and just pray and just posture our hearts towards God and let God prepare us for the season we're going into, which is, at the end of the day, probably one of the most, well, it is the most significant thing that has ever happened on earth in our lives. So we just close our eyes and just posture our hearts towards God. Yeah, Father God, we live in a world where we have an enemy. He wants to distract us. He wants to dilute you, Jesus, dilute what you have done. He wants to minimize what you have done, because he knows, Father God, that when we look at Jesus, we see him for who he truly is, transforms lives, Father God. And I just pray for us as a congregation, as a family of believers, Father God, that this Easter, we wouldn't miss looking at Jesus. We wouldn't be distracted by the things in this world. We would look at Jesus long enough to light the guards, to light the rebel, and like Saul, see Jesus for who he truly is, the light of the world, the solution. If you've come looking for a solution today, his name is Jesus. I'll just pray that you look at him long enough this Easter. We'll pray this over us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.